everybody's been real patient. We've run in 10 minutes. But here's what I have to ask you to do, Brett. You've got to give us the lead-in that you gave again, because what we're really interested in is the topic that you announced, how to sell high-priced products on the Internet and make 4 times the profit for a quarter of the cost, a quarter of the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I want to cover the reasons why you actually want to do it for a start. A, you don't need a very high conversion rate to make a lot of money on the Internet when you're selling high-priced products, right? Everybody talks about maybe getting a 1% conversion rate when you send out an email, or a 1% conversion rate from a website. And sometimes that can be hard on the Internet because conversion rates tend to go down. I mean, direct mail is generally double the conversion rate of what the Internet is. And so conversion rates can be an issue. So with a high-priced product, it means you can actually have a conversion rate sometimes of maybe 0.5%. or even less. And because you're selling something at, let's say, $2,000 instead of $20, it doesn't take many sales for you to make a fantastic weekly income. But there's actually another benefit there. It's easy to get JV partners, your joint venture partners. Because on the Internet, one of the best ways, the quickest ways to actually make some money or to get a business running is to have a joint venture partner who will help promote your product to their database. And if you're going to someone with, say, a $20 product and trying to make a whole heap of sales with that, and suddenly come along with a product which is maybe $2,000, you're in a whole different league, and the joint venture partner can see the dollars, that they know their mathematics, that doing a JV with you at $2,000, it's not going to take too many sales to make a whole lot more money. So it's much, much easier to actually do business when it's a high-priced product in a lot of ways. You know, and it's easy to sort of sell, if you want to talk numbers, it's easy to sell one product at $2,000. Let's say one product a week at $2,000, than it is to sell 100 products at $20. And Ted, you've been in direct mail, you know how the numbers work. It's always easier to make less sales than it is to make more sales. And what we're trying to do is up the price rate so you can make a much, much better income. And another thing too, guys, is that it's actually easy. Let's say you don't have your own product at this stage, but it's actually easy to find products on the Internet which are selling for around about $2,000 to $5,000. And I'm talking things like products, but as well as seminar tickets as well, where you could actually sell those tickets for them for a price cut, you know, a sort of a portion of that price. And so it's easy to find products out there which the marketing really, really sucks. To be honest, it really sucks. And so it's easy to go in there and actually apply some of the techniques I'm going to show you today and start making some sales for other clients. And then you can start and get experience about how to actually do it for yourself. Does that make sense, Ted?
Man, it sure does. Hey, and can I ask you a question? I just happened to be reviewing the sales statistics for the World Internet Summit, the one we did in Sydney, Australia, and I saw several names that I didn't even know. I knew the name because I'd seen the names, but as far as a person, I'd never met them, never talked to them or anything else. And they were selling 5, 6, 7 of these seminar seats that you were talking about, which were going for about $2,000. Do you have to have a lot of connections to make that kind of money, those high-dollar sales?
That's actually a pretty good example there, Ted, because for one of the seminars I'm involved with right now, one lady has come along and she sold 3 tickets to the event. And the ticket at this event is like $1,749. And she's actually paid to come to the event itself. And so she's actually going to try and earn some money before the event. And just by telling some friends, just some friends she had on an email, on her email list, she sold 3 tickets, of which she got 40% of $1,749. For just sending an email. So, like what I'm going to tell you about today.
$2,000, by the way. I'd say she paid her ticket for free.
That's right. So she's coming for free. But here's probably the greater lesson. She's actually learned the power of selling a high-priced product. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad to sell low-priced products because I have those as well. What I want to try and give you today is the edge. The edge on trying to make more money from the Internet with less effort. I mean, if you make just $2,000 a week, I'm sure you might agree as a listener, that's an okay income to start off with, right? And here's a lady who's actually just sort of tagged in on our sort of promotion, and using a few little techniques that we taught her, and which is part of the affiliate program, you know, she's made over $2,000 before the actual event, but more importantly, she's learned that lesson about how to actually make money much, much easier because of the high-priced product.
That's good. That's good. And there does come a change when you actually do it, doesn't there, Brad?
There comes a change, Ted? You mean in the way we actually market a high-priced product?
No. I mean, this lady has now seen that it's possible. She knows. I'm not saying that she ever thought it was impossible, but I see a lot of people when they make their first real money online, and surely a quick $2,098 is real money, then they believe that it's real.
Yeah, often the biggest barrier is believing you can actually sell something for, let's say, $1,000. That can be a really big barrier to you mentally. And I'm here to tell you, you can sell products on the internet for much, much higher prices. I've tended to sort of drift that way because I've had clients come to me and they're obviously challenged about selling products for $2,000, $3,000, thinking that it can't be done on the internet. It absolutely can. Forget all the sort of myths that you may have heard about. It is absolutely possible. And in fact, I believe you can make more money that way than any other method very, very quickly. Because here's what, the principles still apply. And I'm going to talk to you about some things a little bit later on, I imagine, this interview. And if Ted, you don't ask me the question, I'll certainly try and remember to bring those up. But there's certain principles that we're going to apply in on a website which work no matter what the price is. And so if you can take these principles, get good at them, you can start and move up the chain from the lower price products and move up to, you know, say a $100 product to a $500 product, get your experience up, and then move on to $2,000 products because the same principles apply. And that's what's exciting.
Well, that is, and I want to approach you now, Brett, as a newbie, quote-unquote, someone who hasn't gone beyond the $100 threshold, because I think most people begin that way. What do I do next? How do I do it? Let's say I'm selling a course on, let's say, on covert hypnosis, you know, in other words, hypnotizing people and they don't even know it's happening. It could be anything, but I've been selling it for $97, and now I'm listening to Brett McFall, and I'm getting fired up about selling this for, you've been throwing figures like $2,000 and $3,000. What could I do that? What kind of products do I have to have? Can I still deliver them digitally? And what if I'm not all that big an expert, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, I'll try and answer a few of those questions there for you, Ted. If, let's say, you have a product, then maybe, let's say it is a $100 product, or maybe it's a $97 product, a hypnotic product. There are many things you can do to actually sell it at a higher price. I'll talk about the product first, and I'll talk about the marketing. In terms of the product, you can do things like adding to the product. Let's say that it's a manual, or perhaps it's a downloadable audio file, or something like that. What you can actually do in certain, let's say if it's an audio file, you can do little techniques like this. You could take every word of the audio file and have it transcribed, which means you have someone actually type every word on the actual audio file and turn it into a separate manual. Why would you do that? Because some people like to listen, but also some people like to read. And if you leave those guys out, you could be losing like 30% of your market by just having an audio product but not having it written down in a transcribed form. I've actually done that with many products where I actually just interview an expert for 1 hour. I have that interview then transcribed into a manual, and I can effectively double the price, if not more, just by adding the manual. But the interesting thing is the actual cost on my side for creating that product and producing that product is maybe an extra $5. If we were talking in direct mail term, you know, physical product, it might cost me an extra $5 for the actual manual, but yet I can actually double the price of the whole package.
And if we're talking digital terms,
yeah,
you might include, in addition to the recording, you might include a PDF or an ebook of the document. And other than getting it transcribed, which could cost a couple $100, you don't have any expense, do you?
This is the thing, and this is where, and this is why I start with direct mail first, because that's where most of your costs are. So it's like the conservative environment. Take it to the internet, and suddenly it costs no more to provide that extra document to download the transcribed version of an interview. But it doesn't stop there.
It still has perceived value, though.
Still has perceived value because every single word is captured. That's right. But it doesn't end there because, I mean, how do we get people to pay $1,000 for a product? You know, are we ripping them off? Is that, you know, that could be a valid question. Are we ripping them off? All we're talking about here is about value. And you can do things like you can create extra little bonuses to go with the product. There's nothing stopping you from exploring every single angle of your product in order to add bonuses to it. There's no reason why, for this hypnotizing product, there's no reason why the person producing the product couldn't actually ring up some people who have actually had the actual course for a while and ask them what their thoughts are, what they've learned about it, what they're doing now because of the course. It would be easy to create an hour interview like that with just some past customers of the product. Again, there's another added bonus. It could be an audio, which then would be transcribed as well. Then there's nothing stopping you from adding to it by saying, you know, going actually and interviewing some other experts about and getting their opinion on it, because it may, you may just be offering a product with one view of hypnotize and, you know, hypnotherapy, and these guys may have another view of it, and it's all interesting to the customer. And so what you're doing here is you're just adding and adding and adding. Now, the fantastic thing about the internet is you're not actually adding much cost to your package at all. Because it's downloadable, the cost is virtually zero. But the perceived value when you're actually selling the item is a huge package of products. And all you got to, it's very simple to diversify. Adding little, looking at it from all different little angles like that is how you would actually increase the value of the product. Let's talk about the marketing now. First thing I want to tell you is that here's what you need on your website, guys, if you want to sell something at a high price. You need what we call a sales letter. A sales letter. And I just like to call it a letter because here's the thing. Believe it or not, a letter to your customer will sell better and more effectively than an ad to your customer. We don't like ads, but we don't mind letters. And I'm talking like a letter. It just reads like from you to a friend, from you to a brother or a sister. A simple, nice, understandable letter on a web page. And I'm talking so basic here, Ted, and you've seen some of the things that I've sort of been doing lately, and you know what is happening around the world as well with some of the experts. A basic letter on a page. It even has like a dark border around the outside, and that is it. And it's just simple communication, and that is the system that you need to use if you want to sell a high-priced product. Why do you need a letter? Because a letter is simply selling in writing. Your letter is basically like a salesperson walking up to the front door of a person's house and trying to sell them the pots and pans. That's really what it is. And so what you need is a full sales argument. And a letter will talk them through. So if you're selling a product for $1,000, I mean, you're going to need a little bit of explanation there to your customer or to your potential customer in order to get them to justify the $1,000, right? And so a letter takes them through why it's important to them, what they're going to get if they do buy it, all the benefits, all the features. And then it would talk to them about, you know, how the actual purchase is risk-free. It might actually show them some proof of actually what other people have done with the product. And on the marketing side, that sales letter, that is the key to selling anything at high price. It is absolute gold for you. You could have a sales letter, and I've had one working for me for the past 2.5 years. Ted, it has made me $248,000. One simple 8-page sales letter. And people come to me and they say, well, do these sales letters really work? They just cannot see how it works. They see them on the internet every now and then. They might receive a letter through the actual, you know, direct mail. The same principles apply. And they're asking, does it work? Who's going to read all that stuff? Well, the point is, not everyone is going to read a letter on your website. But here's the thing, we work on percentages of, say, 1%, which means 99% of people who see the letter don't buy. And that might sound terrible to the uninitiated business owner, but we're only focusing on 1% who actually will read every single word you write because they are in your target market. They are hot for your product. You've targeted them properly, so they're getting the message they really want to hear because you're going to the right people, and that's another important part of the marketing. But they're going to read every single word. And so if you ask me, does everybody read this stuff? No, they don't. But 1% do because they really want to and they buy. And 1% of any sort of database, selling something at $1,000 to $2,000 can mean huge dollars for any business person.
I agree. Hey, you brought up a couple of good things. Number one, first of all, as you know, many people are on the webcast. Do you have a website or two where people could look at a long-form sales letter that you might be talking about?
Sure can. And that's good. I'm glad you brought that up because examples just make it concrete. Would you like to go to a website which has made over $85,000 in the past 3 weeks?
In the last 3 weeks?
Yeah. Would that be okay? Okay. Here's where to go, folks. You go to www.amazingmum.com. Amazingmum.com. That is AmazingMum.com. And that's not Amazing Mom for the Americans, it's Amazing Mum, MUM.com. And we've virtually done very little with that site whatsoever other than let a few databases know via email, Ted. And on that site is a basic sales letter. Everything I've talked about up to now is on that site. It hasn't even got any of these audio tracks on there. I have dumbed down that site to its absolute essence, which is just the, you know, the actual sales process on the actual website, on the letter. There's no audio, which a lot of people talk about audio, and I have no problem with audio. I actually use it, and I think it's fantastic to bring the site alive. But I wanted to prove to people how simple this can be. And that one has made over $85,000 in 3 weeks, and we haven't even started really using that letter to its full potential.
Wow, that would be great. I can't wait to see what it does. Yep. Whenever you do start to use it to its full potential.
Sure.
Would you like another one? You'd like one that made $1 million in about 6 months?
Love that.
I'm preaching to the converted here.
Quite file listener, yes.
Okay, here's where to go, folks. Write this down. I'll read it first, and then I'll actually go back and do it letter by letter. It's vitallink.com.au/event2.hdm. Let's go back through that. vitallink.com.au/event, and then the numeral 2.htm. So it's vitallink.com.au/event2.htm. That letter, which is on that site, has made well over $1 million in the past 6 months alone. And the exciting thing about that one is that will keep on making that as long as it is seen by people. It will just keep on ticking over and over. Pretend it's like a McDonald's franchise sitting on the corner of a busy street. It just ticks over on and on and on. And that's, isn't that an exciting thing to have? It's like, you know, it might just be, you know, maybe 2,000, 4,000 words, but it's absolute gold. It's like a treasure chest that just keeps on working and working.
That's a phenomenal thing. You know, you're telling us about how to work and make a lot of money with high dollar products, but what you're really also saying, and of course it would be natural from you, is that it's the power of words, the amazing, incredible power of words that converts people to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, absolutely true. You can talk about products all you want, you can talk about your JVs all you want, and all the other internet marketing strategies. If you do not have the words on your web page right, it's all for nothing. Is that important? Is that powerful? I tell people, and it's absolutely true, I'll tell it to you as well, you can absolutely earn as much money as you want in your life if you learn how to write sales messages. It is the most exciting and powerful skill you will ever develop. How would you like to be able to write yourself a holiday to Disneyland? How would you like to be able to write yourself a brand new Mercedes-Benz? Or write yourself a new house? That's what can happen once you know how to be able to sell on the internet via words, but also selling high-priced products. That's when everything really goes in your favor, when you're selling high-priced products, and that's the power of it.
Incredible. Let me ask you one other thing, though, that you were talking about that came up from what you were saying. You were talking about targeting, getting your message in front of the right people. Today, I would like to get your opinion on spam.
On spam? Did you say spam, Ted?
Spam, as in, you know, like too much spam on the internet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And really, of course, I'm relating to the effectiveness of being a message. What is your opinion? I mean, you're actively involved, and I know you are not spamming. But, I mean, how does it relate to being a target market, and why is it not working? I mean, because it's clearly spam is not working. In addition to being now illegal, it just isn't effective. Is that not correct?
Well, here's my thoughts on it, Ted. I think that actually spam is effective in a funny way. It is effective for the scumbags out there, the gutless people, who actually want to spam and send emails to millions of people who have no idea they're supposed to get it, have no desire for the product, but you know what? The odd percentages start to kick in. If they get 0.2% of people actually take them up in their offer, I believe they actually do make money. So in terms of dollars, yeah, I think it must work. But here's the deal. What are the consequences of doing that? Yes, it's illegal. But it's just not right to do for a start. And it is terrible marketing. The consequences could be you end up in jail. It's you know, the worst it can get. But all the actual, it's just so bad. I mean, why would you spend so much effort offending millions of people when you don't even need to talk to those people? You could just talk to as little as maybe 50,000 people off someone else's database, or of, you know, you might actually have a place a little ad, and so that when someone does a search for your word, it might be Las Vegas real estate might be something you're selling, and someone types in that word, your ad comes up on a search engine. Then those people you're talking to are the ones you want to. You're not breaking any rules, you're not offending anyone, you're just talking to the people that want to hear you. And look, it's just good marketing to make sure that you target it right. It'll take less effort, it'll take less money, you'll make more money, and you'll never be in danger of doing something illegal and getting in trouble, because you can get shut down. You can get shut down no matter where you are in the world. Your business is like gone. Here's another thing about the internet community. If you start doing something wrong on the internet, it travels like wildfire. And if you're sitting here trying to work out how to sell a high-priced product and you dare go into those sort of waters, it is going to be all over the internet about what you're doing, and you will not get a single sale. So it's dangerous territory, and I thoroughly never, ever recommend it. And what we're talking about here is getting the marketing right and finding the people first. Finding the people who are right for your product or service. That's when your response goes through the roof. That's when you make real money. Real money you can take to the bank, and it's all yours to keep. No having to pay fines. Just nice and keep it nice and clean.
And so to find those people, you have spoken of joint ventures being a primary tool. So how do we... go about finding those joint venture partners, which seems to be a logical question?
Yeah, very easy. You can do many things. You want to get on the databases of some of the people in your market, because one of the biggest ways to market yourself on the internet these days is to have your own e-zine, or your e-zine, whichever way you pronounce it, which is a newsletter. And so a lot of the guys who may be your competitors or in your market may actually have their own newsletter. So you want to get on their database and actually find out what those guys are doing and just listen to them. Because once you understand them, it makes it much easier to approach them to do a JV deal, because you know more about them and their company. But a simple search on using a search engine like Yahoo or Google will find you other companies or other products to actually JV with. And you want to ask yourself, who has my customers already? Who already is selling to my customer and may just want to sell them to me? If you're selling tennis rackets, and I'm going to choose something which is a hard thing to sell on the internet, right? Tennis rackets. Who else has your product? Who else has your customer? Would it not make sense that tennis schools might have your customer? Would it not make sense to go and do a JV with tennis coaching clinics? Because those people might just need tennis rackets at some stage. Would it not make sense to perhaps even approach schools? Because they might need them for physical education classes. Would it not make sense to approach sports stores and try and JV to their databases to try and sell your tennis rackets? Now, in a matter of 15 seconds, we've already got three different markets there we could approach to JV to be able to sell your product to.
Wow, and those are huge markets also when you really think about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, like schools. How could you run out of schools? There's a constantly renewing population every single year.
That's right, yeah.
Cool.
I'd actually like to see if I can tell you some things here which I think are really critical, Ted, to selling something at a high price.
That's what we want to
know, Brad. There's two ways you can do it. If you can't sell your own, and I'll come back to this in a second, but let's say you can't sell your own product. You haven't got a product to sell at $1,000 or $2,000. You can approach other people who are already selling them and offer to sell their package for them. I mean, if they're selling something at $2,000, are they going to? They're going to be fairly easy to approach, because you're going to try and say, "Look, I want to bring customers your way. I want to actually sell your tickets for you, and all I want back is say 30 cents in the dollar. For every dollar I help you make, all I want is 30 cents. Does that sound like a fair deal?" Now, if anyone who actually, most entrepreneurs can see the mathematics there, they cannot lose. It's not going to cost them anything. They're only going to make money. Now, we have a guy here in Australia. His name is John Singleton. And in America, you probably don't know him. But he's worth around about $214 million here in Australia. And he's from he's been in advertising most of his life and a fantastic marketer. And I'm just reading about him recently, how he made his fortune was just taking, you know, he would go on radio and he would take a product which was selling for maybe $2.50 and he'd ask the actual company, the actual supplier, if he could have 25 cents for everyone that he was responsible for selling. So he might pay for the actual radio ads and then he'll get 25 cents from all the profit. Now, what happens is the products went on to sell hundreds of thousands of them. And so he made his millions by taking a slice of the action. So what can you learn from that? It means you can approach companies and entrepreneurs who are selling high-priced products and offer to sell tickets for them at no cost to them just for a slice of the actual profit you help them make. And that's where knowing how to write a sales letter on your website comes in very, very handy. That's where you can actually create your own website, write a letter on the page, and then when it comes to the order link, you send that through to the actual company. So that's one way to really get started. Let's talk about if your own product. Let's assume you have something which is about $1,000. Perhaps it was maybe $300 yesterday. You've added value to it, like we talked about at the start of this call. Now it's worth maybe $1,000. I want to tell you something. You've got to use a sales letter. I've already said that. You've got to use a sales letter. But the second thing is I want you to leave all the branding, all this branding, and excuse my language here, Ted, but branding crap to the big boys and all this image stuff that the idiots on TV. I don't know about in America, but here in Australia we have shows on TV here which try and tell us how important branding is, and in your image you should be spending thousands and thousands of dollars on your logo. It's just not true. Absolutely not true. What I've told you up to now, a simple letter on a web page is all you need. It's all about communication. That stuff can come later if you have the budget for it, but don't waste your money in that area. I mean, I had a guy come to me, I'm not going to mention his name because I have great respect for him, and we talked just last week. And when you ever type in, say, my name into a search engine, Peter Sun's name into a search engine, Chet Towns into a search engine, guess whose sites come up the first? His. His sites come up the very first. Any of those stars' names, and you can type in, even people like Jay Abraham, I believe, type in his name in a search engine, and this company, his comes up first on the search engine. He is technically brilliant. He lives here in Australia, and his sites are absolutely first of all the search engines. He's so smart, he knows how to do it. But guess what? He's hardly making a cent because he doesn't have the marketing side covered. He's first in all the search engines, but cannot make a cent. And it's absolutely, I can't believe, and I'm going to talk to him and actually work something out with him over the next 6 months to try and help him out there. Because the sales letters are not working on the site. He's not using the very simple thing I just talked about. He's a sales letter on a web page. So he's first in all the search engines, being seen by millions of people. But the sales letter is not in place and it's just not working for him, hardly making a cent from all that good effort. And so that's why I say, but you know, the search engines and everything is all great, but it means nothing if you can't get the sales letter working properly.
That's it. You're talking about archetypical marketing problems. There's two separate issues here. Obviously, with his search engine optimization, he's getting the targeted traffic. He's found his market because people do not go and type in specific words in a search engine if they're not interested in that topic. But now here's the whole story. People have asked him to hear his message, and he cannot convert them. Now, on the internet, we call number one traffic, and even better, targeted traffic, which comes off a search engine, number two, conversion. And that's, of course, what you're saying, where the real power of a sales letter is.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he can get you type in Brett McFall, and his actual sites come up before mine. Mine might come two or three, four down the actual search engine, but mine would be kicking his butt, so to speak, in terms of sales. Simple as that. And that's why the sales letter is so important.
Well, let me ask you, we know that we got together this evening or this morning to learn about high-priced products, and you've identified copy as being real important. What are some of the hottest tips that we should know as people who are trying to write our own sales letter, write our own web page, and I'm going to take to say it, but some people call it a struggle. How do we make that easier?
The good news is it's actually quite simple. And here's one of the biggest tips I can give you for selling high-priced products. What to actually put in your sales letter so you can sell something for, $1,000 to $2,000. And what they are, this is one of my favorite tools ever, bullets. Now, if you don't know what bullets are simply little short statements of fact, and they might have a little dot at the start or a tick or some sort of symbol at the start, and it's like a list of things down a page. And they're called bullets in the industry, okay? And a bullet basically is you need to make your bullet make the reader curious. I mean, let me give you a bad example first. A bad bullet is something like, let's say you're selling an information product, because really there is no other product to sell other than information as far as I'm concerned, because there's so much profit in it and so little cost. So information products are the key, right? You've got to sell those. But a bad example of bullets in terms of an information product is, we have in this package you get 2 audio tapes, 1 video tape, 1 manual with, one 3-ring binder manual. They're bad bullets. Why are they bad bullets? Because they don't excite you in the least. And a sales letter is all about exciting the prospect. It's not about hype, okay? It is not about hype. It's about exciting the reader to the real benefits of what you're actually selling. Whereas good bullets, let's say that if we're talking about advertising and how to write. So how about if I was to, let me show you the example in these bullets, which sort of jump off the page. And this is, if we're going to write a bullet about an information product based on advertising, here's what they might be. Why the advertising you're probably running right now is wasting you thousands of dollars, and what you need to do to turn that loss into cash. How to turn a sleeper ad into a blockbuster in just 5 lines. The powerful tool which becomes your own unique product and customer magnet, page 133. Now, Ted, I've just read you out there 3 bullets, and they're bullets which create curiosity. And because we haven't actually identified what the actual real answer is, we're talking about what the actual benefit of the answer is. How to turn a sleeper ad into a blockbuster ad in just 5 lines. We're not telling what the actual 5 lines are. We're just telling them that it can be done in 5 lines and that we're going to reveal how to do it in the actual product. That's the secret to bullets.
If I'm a potential buyer and that hit with me, that resonates, I actually am motivated to buy your high-priced product so that I can buy that and get that information.
That's what it's all about. It's about getting those benefits. I mean, if I could tell you how to get movie and TV stars to help you sell your product or service, would that be interesting?
Oh, yeah, it sure would.
If I told you how to get hundreds of prospects to seek you out, would that be interesting?
Very interesting.
And I haven't told you exactly how I'm going to do that, right? All the bullets.
You're right. Just the thing, not even the how. Just the thing is what we're really...
That's right. And your brain goes into overload. It goes, wow, I've just got to know that. And sometimes, I'll write up to 50, and sometimes 100, but maybe about 50 bullets in a sales letter, because I know that just one of those is going to capture my market, and I can't work out which one it is, but different bullets work for different people. But it might just be one bullet out of that 50 which absolutely has them going crazy. I've got to find that out, because they can see the potential. Their mind goes crazy with all the amazing things they'll be able to do once they know how to do that certain bullet. That's one of the biggest secrets I could ever give you about selling high-priced products. Powerful bullets which create curiosity. There's only 2 types of bullets, folks. Me bullets and you bullets. Me bullets are all focused on you. As I said before, 2 audio tapes, 1 video tape, 1 manual. You bullets are all about you, the customer. You'll find out this, you'll discover that. And that's the difference which allows you to sell something at a high price. And that is very exciting, isn't it, Ted? Just that one little technique. I'm going to give you a couple more right now. But just knowing that alone, just knowing how to write bullets and knowing you need them. I mean, you can actually just write a headline at the start of the letter, a little introduction saying, "Dear friend, if you've ever wanted to know how to do XYZ, then this could be the most important message you ever read. Here's why." And then you can actually go into a list of all the bullets, 50 bullets, straight in, if you wanted to. That's a very basic way of actually writing a sales letter. But just to get the bullets right is so powerful.
It's so much more exciting, too. What you classified as the me, this is our company. This is how long we've been in business. This is what sounds like research, and nobody likes boring research. But you'll get this, and you'll get that, and you'll get this. Just in the creation,
Well, that's true. the point to remember here is the customer is not interested in you at all. What, you know, how many trucks you have in your yard, you know, how many delivery vans you have, how many seats you have in your hairdresser's salon. You know, what's in it for them? That's the whole thing. Always, what's in it for them?
They don't care that you have 25 seats. They want to know that they can get in, see somebody within 10 minutes, and get out within 20 minutes after that.
Well, that's right, Ted. I mean, what good is 25 seats in a hair salon when I've only got one bum?
Yep.
Let me give you something else which makes it much, much, much easier to sell something at a high value, $1,000 to $2,000, even more. And that is this. You want to blow people's minds with high-value, low-cost bonuses. And I'm talking about adding value with information products. Again, they're the only bonuses you want to have, because the value in them, the inherent value, just it can be thousands or can be hundreds of dollars, but yet the cost is like maybe a dollar to you, perhaps even less if it's electronic. Your goal is to blow people's minds. See, the sales process, let me just give you a demonstration of this, Ted. Can I ask you, do you own a mobile phone, a cell phone?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So would I be, can I sell you one at $2,000 right now?
Not a chance, because I know what the competitive market is.
Okay. So you're saying you don't want a mobile phone from me. I'm selling it for $2,000, and you're saying you won't buy it from me. Is that right?
Not unless there's some other extenuating circumstances.
Okay. Well, let's see how rock solid you are on your convictions here, Ted. What about if I was to say, buy my telephone for my mobile phone, my cell phone, for $2,000, but I'll also throw in $300,000 worth of free land?
Well, of course, I would immediately go skeptical and say, how could you do that, and look at the land. Now, I can tell you this, though. Provided the value was a fraction of what you're actually saying and claiming, it would make that $2,000 cell phone, mobile phone, an incredible value, wouldn't it?
Well, now hold on. Have you just changed your mind there, Ted? Have you just are you almost saying yes to buying my mobile phone, my cell phone at $2,000?
I'm almost saying I got to get the money out of my pocket so fast that you don't have time to change your mind.
Okay, now that's a really silly example, but I use that to underline the fact that it's all about the offer. If I really had a $300,000 house and land package here sitting for you, and I was offering that as a free bonus if you bought this phone for $2,000, how many phones do you think I could sell?
I think you could take over the market.
Couldn't I just outsell everyone else out there, sell as many phones as I want, and that would be with no advertising agency, no big budget, right? No big corporate website, nothing. Just that little offer alone, and I'd be selling too many. I wouldn't be able to keep up with the amount of mobile phones I could sell.
And not only would you affect the people that you could directly influence, but that kind of an incredible offer, a blow-your-mind offer, would preclude or would initiate or would strike up viral marketing. In other words, others would tell others about that kind of a deal, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. So here's the overall principle, and this is what it all comes down to. The offer is king. If you're selling something for $2,000, but you can find bonuses that are worth $2,000 and much more than $2,000, suddenly it's not a matter of whether I can afford it. It's like, well, when can I get it? Because there is so much value. I remember for our World Internet Summit in February, we offered bonuses of $7,000, but the price itself is around about $2,000. That's a good example of what we call bonus overload. And you just keep on adding bonuses and bonuses and bonuses, which are really good value for the actual customer. But on your side, they're not costing you too much as a business owner. I always advocate to sell high-priced products because there are so many risks involved in being in business. The risks are less when you're on the internet. But I always try and advocate that, you know, you want to keep as much profit in your business so that you can continue providing that service or that product to your customers in the first place. And so that's why high-priced products are so appealing, I think, to any small business owner. And you can do it if you just get that offer right. And by adding bonuses, there's nothing stopping you. There's no rules here, folks. You can go to people like, if we're talking about the internet marketing industry, there are so many experts that you can go to and ask them, hey, how can I promote you for free? Is there something you'd like to give me? Because I'd like to promote you absolutely free. I mean, from an entrepreneur's point of view, they might just throw you a product or two because it's free advertising for them. Because it doesn't cost them anything up front. It doesn't cost them anything to actually execute it. but they're getting their name out there, which will result in back-end sales later on. So you could approach experts in your industry and say, how can I help you to get more publicized? How can I help you? How can I promote your product with actually no charge? Because, look, whoever's advertising right now, whichever businesses you know are advertising right now, they're losing money. Okay? 99% of companies are losing money on their advertising because they don't know how to do it properly. So instead of taking ads, paying for advertising, paying for marketing strategies, you come along and say, look, I tell you what, if you're going to lose money over there, how about you give me something and I will advertise you absolutely for free, and it can only increase business. It'll never lose your business. And so what can happen there, folks, is you could have all these experts within your industry giving you things. And if they can't give you something physical or electronic, you can make it up. There's nothing stopping you from ringing them up, taping the call, interviewing them. Simple as that. Adding all these bonuses in until a price like $2,000 becomes like, wow, that's really good value because I'm getting so much more value in bonuses. And that is one of the biggest secrets I could ever give you, Ted.
Man, that's incredible. And you, of course, started a whole string of further questions. But I want to ask one thing. Let's just talk. You said nothing's stopping you from calling somebody up, ringing them, getting a couple questions answered. Now, if a person did that one time a week, how many products would they have at the end of a year?
52 products. If my math is correct, Ted, I think that's 52 products.
Now, man, is that a simple way or not to create something that would have relevance to whatever market somebody's in?
So you sell one product on a website for, let's say, $1,000, but it comes with 52 bonuses? Then you start and write the bullets about each of the bonuses and tell them what they're going to discover in each bonus. I mean, you would have sales going through the roof. It is absolutely infallible. You would have sales going through the roof.
Sure would, I tell you.
And that's the power of the offer, and that's the really amazing thing. Yeah.
Brett, you are an absolute professional, and I know that you deal with people in corporate boardrooms and you deal with people that are calling you from in cutoffs on the beach all the way. So, but what is it that you make it sound so simple when you say, hey, you know, I'll get a JV partner, I'll call an expert and ask them for an interview. But yet, the majority of people, in fact, I think the U.S. government, I don't know about others, but I think the U.S. government makes advertisers say something to the nature of these results are atypical. And it has to do not with an ability, but with an execution. What could you say that could help people understand that, yes, it really is that easy as you pick up the phone, call an expert, and they're not going to shoot you, they're not going to send out the Gestapo to get you. I mean, it's a conversation.
Okay, I think I know where you're going with that. Here's what I would do. If you want to, we're talking about adding bonuses here. If you wanted to interview someone, one of the best ways to make sure that they say yes is to do this. Let's take that example. Let's say you were going to create 52 fantastic bonuses, one a week, you know, by doing interviews and things like that. You offer the absolute complete reprint rights to the person you're interviewing. So that when I interview you, you're listening at home to me, I come and I interview you, the interview goes for an hour, I give you a copy of that interview, and I say to you, you know what, that is yours to keep forever. You own the complete rights to that actual recording. So do I. We're joint owners in it. But it means you can sell it, you can give it away, you can use it as a promotional item to sell your own, you know, things in your own business. That is your own promotional tool, and it's my gift to you as a thank you for helping me through this process. And so you do that deal with, let's say, the 52 people you might do the interviews with in this example. But guess what? You own the 52 interviews, but each of the 52 people only own their own interview. So you're the only one which has all the rights to air the whole package, which gives you total uniqueness in your market. You're the only one that has everything. And what's more, you're probably the only one which actually knows what to do with those interviews once you do have them, those information products, because you're going to have them transcribed and everything, you know, so you know exactly what you're going to do with them. Whereas most of the people you're interviewing won't have a clue about really how to sell it, which is another advantage for you. And so it is absolutely possible. Your only goal is to try and make it win-win. I mean, I always try and search for the win-win deal. Make it a win for the person you're going to interview in that instance, and a win for you. Simple as that, Ted.
Well, I'll tell you what. And isn't there another thing that most people don't realize quite distinctly as it is that when they go to interview an expert, number one, that expert, of course, has an ego, as we all do. But isn't that expert trying to put themselves out there through every normal medium of communication that they can anyway, and you come and offer them a free interview that you're going to give them rights to? I mean, you know, why would they say no?
That's how simple it is. Would you like me to give you a master strategy right now? And I've never talked about this to many people. It's a master strategy. If we talk, let's take this to the next level.
Okay, let's do it.
You go to an expert who, have you already told us that they're eager to do any sort of interviews like that because they want to promote themselves. Well, guess what? That expert might have a database. Chances are they just might have a database. And after you've interviewed them, would it not make sense to offer that interview to their database where you both get to keep the names of the people who request that interview? So he's actually helped you make the interview. It hasn't cost you a thing. You've got a good hour interview, let's say. And then you say to them, well, how about we actually promote it to your database? It's your database. They'd obviously like to hear what you've got to say on XYZ topic. And when they do, they simply just email me on this address and I'll send them the CD or I'll send them the download code. And you get a database from that expert. Now, let's say that expert has 30,000 people. In a matter of a couple of days of offering that free bonus interview to that database, absolutely for free, you might have 500 to 1,000 people, bang, on your database because of that one interview. And if you do that with every one of those guys you're actually interviewing, those people, I mean, you could just grow your database in a matter of weeks just through the roof.
No kidding. Hey, just think, if you couldn't do it with all 52, and you could only, let's say you could only get 25 of 500, right?
Which yeah.
You're using your figures.
Yeah.
You've created a database of 12,500 people throughout the course of the year, and they're all people who opted in, who have a definite interest. And I've known people, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if it doesn't jive with your experience, but I've known people who made hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and didn't have 12,500 people on their database.
Absolutely true. Yet you could do it within a couple of months, if that, using that one little strategy.
Man, that's so great. Hey, Brett, I tell you, I hate this. You and I, we could go on and we could talk about this stuff for hours on end. But, of course, we got to be respectful. Everybody's kind of expecting it to end up pretty much pretty soon. But I would be remiss, since the World Internet Summit is sponsoring this, World Internet Expert, and you, of course, are our inaugural person. Thank you for that, by the way. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a couple questions that relate to what you can tell us specifically because, not because you're a super successful business person, because you are. Not because you're one of the world's top copywriters. Yes, you are. But because you happen to be an internet summit, an internet boot camp, an internet workshop, whatever you call it, promoter, a person who sees and deals with thousands of people, sees people coming in and taking off like a rocket. You see other people crashing like, you know, they've run out of fuel. Give me a little bit of insight about that, recognizing that the World Internet Summit is coming up soon, but I want to know, basically I'm trying to figure out, how do we become successful no matter who we are?
Okay, I could talk at length on that, but let me just give you my very simple answer. If someone comes, if you have a chef in your kitchen, and your chef's cooking on your stove, and you're cooking your stove, and you're going to cook a dish, are you going to have a better meal on your plate than the chef if you don't listen to his advice? Or are you going to have a better meal if you follow his every step? A chef who's been cooking for a decade, a chef who knows all about the ingredients and the right timing for how to cook a certain meal, versus you who maybe just cooks once a day, let's say. What the point I'm trying to make there is, guys, that by showing, learning from those guys who are already doing it, and even just in this call here, I mean, some of the tips here, it might have taken you years to actually discover them on your own, but because you can actually benefit from my experience, you're suddenly leapfrog all the people around you because you have this extra understanding. The same way you would in the kitchen, if you followed the chef's every step, you'd make a much better meal at the end. And with the sort of things that I'm getting involved in with showing people how to make money on the internet, we're basically showing people these are the best of the best. These guys are not speakers, right? They're not professional speakers. They're experts in their field. And they actually show you how they do what they do. And, like, you get bombarded with money-making ideas. Too many ideas. That's our goal, right, to give you so many money-making ideas. And we've got one person that just – he just rang me a couple of weeks ago, Ted, and within 4 months of attending one of our events is making $300 a day using just one of the techniques he learned at the summit, right? Just $300 a day, right? And sometimes up to $3,000 a week is what he's earning using one technique. And all he's done is apply what he's learned. And that, for me, is the secret, because it would have taken him a good 5 years to learn that on his own. But to get it from the real experts, be able to talk to them, shake their hand, say, what about this, what about that? Suddenly your whole education just gets, like, totally – you just go in – you double your knowledge in the first few minutes, and then you start to apply it, you triple your knowledge, and that's when it gets exciting. That's when action really starts to happen.
Good. You know – that reminds me, and of course, you know, I too am a believer in this, but one time Ron LeGrand, who is one of my instructors and mentors, told me, he says, hey, Ted, if you'll give me $12,000, I'll reveal the secret of X, right? And my old brain ran through real quick like a slot machine, you know, you pull the one-armed bandit, and what do you have, 5-6 seconds? And that's how quick it happened, man. It calculated that. I pay $12,000, I earn several million, it's a done deal, and bam, 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 I had, you know, gold bars all the way across the table.
And so that offer, the offer in your brain, was thinking, well, that $12,000 really is a fantastic investment because I can make, you know, 4, 5, 6 times that in a certain time period.
That's what we're talking about. Hey, when are the next two World Internet Summit events coming up for people who are listening?
Well, we have a special little World Internet Summit here in the next 6 weeks, actually, here in Australia on August 14th and 15th. And it's a brand new concept. It's called the Underachievers Weekend, where we actually have one little concept. It's just one weekend of one concept instead of a whole heap of concepts. And it's simply for showing you how to make $2,000 on the internet a month. And that's US dollars, $2,000 a month on the internet a month. And what about if you could create one of those sites every 30 days? And just you know, stack them up there, each site making $2,000 a month. And maybe it only requires maybe 1 hour's work of your time, each one. How soon would you be actually up and running with earning really good money? And why we're actually doing this, and it's called an Underachiever Weekend because the numbers are very low. Okay, we're just trying to keep everything nice, basic and simple, and then you can actually progress to making many, many more thousands of dollars using some of the techniques I've already told you about today. But just at least, you know, get your feet wet, and that's what that's all about. You know, and a lot of people, Ted, they tell me about positive cash flow real estate, how it might make them, you know, maybe an extra $200 a month, maybe if they're lucky, maybe $500 a month positive cash flow. Well, how about a positive cash flow website that makes you $2,000 a month every month?
And well, yeah. It costs me $2,000 if it's empty for 2 months also.
That's right. Your real estate investment would, that's right. But, you know, like, but you don't have to mortgage the house for a website. Okay, it's an investment which you might actually end up spending maybe $150 maximum, and that's if it doesn't work out. And we have these methods and techniques to make sure it does. But, you know, so the costs are absolutely minuscule, and the profits are amazing. And to me, this is like the real estate of the future will be on the internet with these simple little concepts, and that you'll actually go into business with a website, and that's it, and earn this fantastic positive cash flow, which you can then put in, you know, invest into real estate if you want, but at least get some fantastic positive cash flow happening very, very simply. So that's what we're doing in August 14th and 15th. And I think if you're in America or... I'm sorry, Ted, I didn't hear that.
A website for that?
Yeah, that's simply at www.amazingmum.com, amazingmum.com. And the reason why it's called Amazing Mum is that one of the ladies on there, on the actual website, she actually tells you about how she was 8.5 months pregnant, tired out of her brain, stressed, and had no idea, basically didn't know her mouse from her modem. And so, you know, she's actually making now $2,000 a month from home, doing virtually nothing. That's $2,000 US a month, doing nothing. And that's what's exciting about that. That's why it's called AmazingMum.com. So check that out.
And by the way, for you Americans, the Aussies say it differently. That's mum, M-U-M. But amazingmum.com. And what else have you got coming up?
Well, the second one is actually in your neck of the woods. in the US of A, in wonderful downtown Nashville, where we have our next World Internet Summit. That's where we get all the best experts in the world, bring them to your doorstep, and just give you a ton of internet marketing ideas. And, Ted, you might like to give them the exact dates and times of that and where they can check those out, if you like.
Absolutely. That is September 16th through the 19th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday in Nashville, Tennessee, Opryland Hotel. It's the biggest hotel, by the way, in the world under a single roof. Phenomenal. And you can find out about that at worldinternetsummit.com. That, as it sounds, worldinternetsummit.com. Again, it's going to be a little bit contrasting to what we just talked about with the Amazing Mum, in that the Amazing Mum is one strategy, low-key, everything intentionally understated so that there's no way you could go away without receiving the full value that's been promised. Here, we're talking sometimes bigger and grander things, and in fact, myself, one of the presentations, or the presentation that I'm presenting, is how to set up a $100,000 a year business in your first year. And I do have to admit, listen, that you've been hearing a lot about it whenever Brett talks about high dollar profits. He didn't say back end, but not directly, but we're talking about back end products. And we did talk about sending offline business online, a lot of those kind of things. But, we're talking about bigger money and a lot of strategies. And again, of course, the contacts of people that can make you fortune, as in Brett McFall and myself, who are offering the World Internet Summit. We actually met at a high quality, high dollar event. That's the kind of people that we're going to have there for you. And I believe there's one other one, isn't there, that you've got on the calendar right now, Brett?
We actually have a workshop, World Internet workshops, which are even smaller. It's like in a room of 30 and 40 people, and they're happening also here in Australia. But also we have some other events happening overseas as well. We have one in the UK, and we also are coming to New Zealand and Singapore. So if you're in those countries, get ready. We're coming for you, and you can come and experience this stuff live.
Lots of good stuff happening. I tell you what, Brett McFall, at Wonder from Down Under, thank you for being with us this evening or this morning.
It's my pleasure, and I hope that what I've given you here today gives you some insight to what can be done, folks, how simple it can be. Go to those websites I gave you, see how they read, what's in them, and see what you can apply to your business. I truly hope that you can, and you can always send me an email at brett@adsecretsrevealed.com. That's brett@adsecretsrevealed.com. That's just ad with one D. And I'll happily answer any of your questions. That's no problem at all. But I hope you do something with this information today. It's fantastic to hear it, but what are you going to do with it? How are you going to apply it in the next 4 weeks to do something with that? And I'd really like to see that you do something and make something happen really quickly, because in action, that's where the real excitement starts. So I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thanks, Brett. And I'll tell you what, you did indeed give us a lot of specific, applicable things. Like, for instance, just a simple technique you talked about, if you have an audio, of having it transcribed, adding value, but not cost. And where the real horsepower is in writing a salesman, a simple thing. And you gave us that simple website, amazingmum.com, to kind of show us. You were talking about joint venture partners and how to find them, and really, you really simplified it when you basically said, how do I find the people, that is the other merchants, who already have my customer? That worked real well. And you actually even, and I don't know that you intended to do this, but you laid out a 52-product plan in a single month, a single year, that would give anybody more than enough ability to get their products up to high-dollar value. Blowing people's minds, I tell you what, you were talking about that, and then, of course, you gave us your master strategy and a lot of other information that we just don't have time to recount one by one. Thank you, with us. I tell you, listeners, you have benefited from today's show. Now, you have been listening to the inaugural World Internet Experts series, but there is more, wouldn't you expect? In fact, next week, same time, same place, we have Frank Guerin. Now, this is Frank Guerin guy. He's an American, but he loves Aussie. And he understands this good stuff about VB, if you have to be an Aussie. Hey, what's unique about him? Basically, he's the epitome of the ordinary guy who had to learn how to turn a computer on, who learned how to convert it into hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. Folks, we'd love to have you there. And in the meantime, surf to any of the websites of any of the people who have referred you to this call. They are promoting, among other things, the World Internet Summit. And if you cannot find that URL, you can always log in to worldinternetsummit.com. That's worldinternetsummit.com. We are the people who are bringing you this show. And if someone else sent you, folks, for their profit, for your conscience, let us know. All I can say is that that's what this Internet stuff is all about, is making money, being friends. And you've seen a great demo of it tonight, and I hope to see you next week. And yes, you can get rich on the Internet.